Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me, the door has already been locked. My children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For whoever asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake, or if he asked for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asked for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After the gospel is read, the priest gives a homily. He has 4 options: short and good, short and bad, long and good, long and bad. Now take a wild shot in the dark what you think most of the people that come to church would like to have of those 4 options. Short and good. Well, they never get that with a priest. So you have 3 options left. Which of the 3 options do you think that the faithful would want? Short and bad. We all like short. We all like short waits, short recoveries, short speeches. So when we pray to God, do you think that God wants long and bad? I don't think so. So Jesus in the gospel gave us short and good. The Our Father. You know, I timed it. It's 17 seconds. 17 seconds, and it's a good prayer because it has every single thing that God wants to hear from our lips is in those 17 seconds. We say to God, "Father." Call God Father. That means we're sons and daughters. In other words, what we're saying is that we're the kids, and it's the kids' job to carry on the dad's legacy. That we're going to reflect, and we're going to act in our lives the same thing that God does with us, which is being kind and generous. God likes that. And yeah, Father, we tell God that we want his will to be complete on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll do anything we can to make that happen. God likes that. We pray the Our Father, we tell God that we are dependent on him for absolutely everything, even the simplest thing like bread. God likes that. And in the Our Father, we tell God how much we are grateful and appreciate his mercy, because sometimes we can really use it. And we're so grateful that we're going to extend that mercy to other people when they're not so nice to us. Oh, God likes that. And then we tell God that we want to avoid evil at all costs. And when that happens, No one in our lives gets hurt again. short and good. Now here's a question. When Jesus was on earth, he prayed. It said a number of times that he prayed. What do you think he prayed? What was his prayer? When he was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, tempted by the devil, he prayed. What did he pray? It was the Our Father. Lead us not into temptation. And when Jesus was about to feed the 5,000 with a couple of loaves of bread, he looked up to heaven and he prayed. What did he pray? It was the Our Father. Give us this day our daily bread. He fed everyone. And when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane before they came to arrest him and to kill him, he prayed, "Your will be done." In the final breaths before Jesus gave his life for us, he prayed again. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The Our Father. Jesus began his ministry and his life, public service in the desert, praying the Our Father, and he ended it on the cross with the Our Father. And with the Our Father, Jesus saved the world with that one prayer. Can you imagine what we can do with those 17 seconds?